the Eric Todd Cast Drive Home Show. Driving to get some wings with my friend today, who's not with me in the car because we don't have any guests on this show, though. There is a announcement, though. I will be doing Eric Todd Cast Drive Home Show specials once a month or twice or every 2 months where I do have a guest. I got some heavy hitters in the world of comedy have already said that they would do the show. I also want to talk to just interesting people out there. People who, I don't know, everyday people. So hit me up at eric.todd1975@gmail.com if you want to get in the car or sit in the garage with me and have a chat. So I'm worried about my friends. They're very depressed again. Now the guy that directed It's Alive 2, and It's Alive 3, Island of the Alive, the Killer Baby movies from the 70s passed away at the tender age of 77. And thanks to bullshit social media, we know about this. We would never have fucking known otherwise, unless we picked up B-Movie Magazine or something at Barnes & Noble. So now, I got friends writing things like, my favorite one, my one friend wrote, "This is a hard one. This is a real hard one." No, it isn't. It's not a hard one. It's barely a hard one for the guy's family. Like, he was 77. Your mother, your grandmother, that uncle you love, those are hard deaths. Your friends, you die young. Not the guy that made the goddamn Killer Baby movies. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people this. It's new DNA evidence. They believe that they may have figured out who the true identity of Jack the Ripper. We got the son of a bitch. We got him. The Bobbies are going to be kicking down a door in London any minute. The Bobbies, is that what they're called? The Bobbies with their billy clubs and those big helmets that they got. Can you imagine if you were sitting in jail waiting for DNA evidence to exonerate you for a crime you didn't do? And they're out there trying to catch the guy that killed whores 200 years ago? Finally, some justice for my great-great-great aunt, the whore! So they figured out who Jack the Ripper is, they think. Who? Who is it? I don't fucking know or care. I'm not doing that much research for this program. I read the headline, and that's it. I love you guys out there, by the way. If I sound like I'm angry, I'm not. I just want people to focus on the real things in life. Like us, what we're doing here. Joining together as one beautiful, loving consciousness at the Eric Todd Cast Drive Home Show. We're not concerned about the death of the guy who made the It's Alive movies, because we know that he just stepped into another dimension somewhere, where he's going to make a fourth Killer Baby movie. I can't stay mad at Jack the Ripper anyway. Remember when we got Bin Laden? That was the 9/11 character. I remember I was watching a baseball game, and people started hearing about it on their phones, because everybody's got their phones. Because you're at a baseball game with your children and your family, you want to know that the guy that directed the baby Killer Baby movies died. And you also want to know when they find Bin Laden and kill him. And everybody got all excited, and the word started spreading throughout the baseball game, and then everybody started chanting, USA! USA! And I got goosebumps. Not because Bin Laden was killed, but because I love a good USA chant. Don't get me wrong, I wanted that son of a bitch dead the day after 9/11. But by the time they got him, I moved on. It was all water under the bridge at that point. I can't stay mad at that guy. I think it's weird that as bloodthirsty as we are were for him, because we were bloodthirsty. Everybody was like, yeah, we got the Saddam. We got him. Yeah, we don't even forget this baseball game. As bloodthirsty as we were for the son of a bitch, I can't believe that we never got to see his body. That we still were, what's the word I'm looking for? We were still thoughtful enough to give him a proper Muslim burial at sea. Which says to me that we didn't get him. We didn't kill him. There is no SEAL Team 6. And how do you like this for a conspiracy theory? We don't have a military. We never did. Think about that. I'm not. Osama bin Laden is alive and he's going to be in next year's empire. I'm going to play Gay Kid. I hear there is opening for Gay Kid. I like to play Gay Kid. That's my Osama bin Laden impersonation. This is a great program. You're so lucky that you tuned into this. Motley Crue movie came out on Netflix. That's the big story. Somehow that's a big story. I didn't watch it. I might get around to watching it. The more and more friends of mine that said, oh, it was pretty good, the more of a chance that I'm going to watch it. You know what I watched that everybody said was horrible? Was The Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I liked it. First of all, I saw Lady Gaga's nipple. It was real quick, but it was Lady Gaga's nipple. I like her. I think she's a, you know, she looks like a regular broad when she's not Lady Gaga. You know, she seems like a, you know, I don't know. She's got a little chub to her around the center. I like that. You know, I like a realistic looking broad. And Bradley Cooper, I'm convinced that he's the worst. He's really not a good actor. He's an okay actor. He's fine for these movies, but he was doing his fucking voice the whole movie. I don't know. I'm gonna. He was doing like a Sam Elliott impersonation, and then Sam Elliott pops up and plays his brother. So that was fucking weird. It was a weird movie. It was weird, but it was put together perfectly. It was like Star Is Born is a classic romance tragedy. It's like a Rocky type movie from the story of the star who is born, but it's like a romantic tragedy from the view of the person who's falling apart from alcohol or whatever they're falling apart from in the other ones. I think alcohol in the other ones too. And so it was perfect. It was actually perfect. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. Sorry, people, if it wasn't what you wanted it to be. But I thought they did a good job, and I liked it. And I thought it was funny when she became like a pop star and she was singing like some song like, how'd you get the ass like that? And, you know, that was funny. Like, it was funny. It was real. It was kind of realistic. Like, he was like the kind of... The other thing, I think it would have been more realistic if they made him more like... More of a, what's the word? Commercial country type guy. They kind of had him being like an alternative country guy. So, like, it was kind of like... Like, the music he was doing was almost kind of hip. Like, I don't know that he would have been that big superstar. He would have been more like a... You know, like an alt country guy with that music. I think he should have been... He should have wore a cowboy hat. Actually, he shouldn't even have played a part. It should have been like James Vanderbeek or somebody with like a big 10-gallon cowboy hat. I mean, anybody could do that fake gruff voice that he did. I'm convinced I saw that Silver Linings playlist and I was like, oh man, Bradley Cooper, this guy's great. And then I watched everything he did after that. I can't. I have a hard time looking at him. He did that fucking movie about Hawaii. It might have even been called Hawaii. I don't even know. Oh my god. It was unwatchable. Me and my wife watched it. We had no idea what it was about. He looks like he was like a deer caught in headlights all the time. Yeah, he's like that in this movie, except he's going, I like the way you hear. I like the way you hear music. Maybe the movie did suck. You know what? Maybe you people are right. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing Lady Gaga's nipple. And there was one part of the movie where she stands up in a tub, and I couldn't tell if it was full bush or what was going on, because it was a real quick, and like my wife was there, so I couldn't like say, oh, rewind that. Was that full bush? Because she gets mad at me when I act, like if I act like silly in the middle of like a serious movie. Like they sing that song, In the Shallow, all through the movie. And like when they went to bed with each other, I sang, In Her Butthole, which I think is really funny. And she was very pissed off. It's funny because butthole sounds like shallow, like. But it's also funny because there's no way the first time they went to bed together, he went in her butthole, is there? What are you missing, boy? That song's been stuck in my head since seeing it. I like it. I like the tune. You know, I'm not too punk rock or heavy metal to tell you that I like the fucking Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga song. And I'm not too cool to tell you I like the goddamn movie. If you don't like it, kiss my ass! But I don't mean to holler, because I love you all. Yeah, I really like those Killer Baby movies. I do. I like It's Alive. I like It's Alive 2. And I like It's Alive 3, Island of the Alive. And I like that director. But I only know he's dead because of social media. And I know I'm not upset about it, and neither are you. And no, he didn't inspire. Unless you made a monster movie, he did not inspire you. Well, maybe he did. You know what? Maybe he did, because I'm very inspired by the film Blood Diner. I'm very inspired by Michael Sanye, a.k.a. Dookie Flyswatter, who wrote it. I'm inspired every day by him. And I'm going to thank him. You know, he's been in poor health lately. I'm going to thank him right now. Thank you, Michael Sanye, a.k.a. Dookie Flyswatter. While you're still alive, I want to thank you for writing Blood Diner, being in the band Haunted Garage, being in so many B-movies, mostly directed by another person. I want to thank Fred Olin Ray while he's still alive. See, you can thank people while they're still alive. You can hug your family. You can tell your friend while you're out to lunch with them that you love them. So you know what, buddy? I love you. You don't have to pretend that the key grip in your favorite episode of Bosom Buddies who just passed, and we only know about it because of fucking social media, inspired you. Sorry there wasn't a show last week. I'm dropping a show early this week, so there might be a second one later this week, because things come into my mind. And also, I would like to probably do one before the weekends that's not me angry at people. Because I'm not angry. I don't want you to think I'm angry at you. It's quite the opposite, actually. Because I am you or me. We are one consciousness. Floating around in this Oh my God. As I'm having this nice
conversation with you,
I pass Bury the Hatchet. It's an axe throwing place. You can pay to throw an axe. See, you don't want to pay anybody to throw an axe. I will go with you. Just email me, eric.todd1975@gmail.com. I will go to Home Depot. I will buy an axe. And you can come to my backyard, or I will come to your backyard, and we will throw it at the shed, or whatever we want to throw it at. We can make a cardboard life-size cutout of Osama bin Laden, or Hillary Clinton, or Donald Trump, whoever you hate. And we'll throw the axe at them. Because they're not real. None of those three people I just named are real. They don't exist in the united consciousness of America, Todd. They're characters on television. Don't fall into these and become a false character yourself by paying to throw an axe at some abandoned warehouse. If you pay to throw an axe, your soul disappears. Your whole soul disappears, and you don't get a chance at a second life or an afterlife or to go to another dimension. All this goes out the window if you pay somebody to throw an axe. I have another big announcement before I go. We have reached over 100 listens on the Eric Toddcast Drive Home Show. Over 100 listens. Over 100 listens, and somebody could have just clicked on, listened in 2 seconds, turned it off, whatever, but 100 hits on this 14-minute long show. This one's 17 minutes right now. I gotta go. This is the longest show yet. I don't want the show to be this long. I don't want people to lose interest, but I want to thank everybody who's been listening. From the feedback I've been getting, it's about 5 or 6 people. That's great. Tell a friend. If not, the word will travel. It's going to take time. With the Eric Toddcast Drive Home Show, I will be doing specials soon. I'm going to have a very famous comedian sitting in the car with me. We're going to go to a car wash or something. I don't know. I want to thank you all for listening. God bless you and good night. Sorry, I like to play with the sound effects before I go. This is Eric Todd, and thank you for listening. Good night.